got your Bibles, I want you to turn with me into Psalms 138 and 8. The Lord gave this to me, and I wrote almost 3 pages, about as fast as I can write it today. So, Psalms 138 and 8. When you find that, I want you to hold it. Hold it right there. And I'm going to read one scripture in Philippians first, and he'll tie in with this scripture. Paul said to the Philippian believers, to the Philippian church, the saints, he said, being confident of this very thing, I've got confidence in God. Now listen, being confident in this very thing, that he, talking about the Lord, which hath begun a good work in you, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Can you say, Lord, work on me?
Work on me, Lord.
The Greek word for perform means to complete. He started that work on you. He'll keep working on you, and he'll complete that work by the time Jesus calls us home.
Amen.
Raise your little hand and say, thank God, work on me, Lord, until Jesus calls me home. Can I tell you, he ain't done with us yet. He's begun a good work in you. He'll bring it to completion. He'll draw you. He'll call you. And he'll work on you. He'll make something out of you. He'll make a blessing out of you. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. I need to teach us what I need to do. Psalms 138 and 8. The psalmist David said, now notice, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Say it, he's concerned about me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Notice, the Hebrew word for perfect means the same thing. It means to complete. As Paul told, you may be seated, as Paul told the Philippian saints, he that hath begun a good work in you will perform it, he'll perfect it, he'll bring it to completion. David picked it up over there, and the same word in the Hebrew means God's still working on me to complete something good and make it out of my life. Hallelujah to the Lord.
Yes.
The Spirit of God, the good Holy Ghost, inspired David to write this about himself. And it is for us today. Do you ever think, Lord, don't ever give up on me? I might have my troubles. I might have my flaws. I might have my failures. But Lord, I got something in my heart that I still want to serve you. I got my weaknesses. Yes, Lord, I got my paddles. I'll tell you, the devil would like to take our feet out than every one of us. But I tell you, the Lord is always there to reach right back down and pick you back up and say, rise up on your feet. I ain't done with you yet. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Woo. Thank you, Lord. So those two words, the Greek and the Hebrew, I'm going to work on you, and I'm going to keep working on you until I bring a complete work out of you. Until I finish that work. David, God is a saying, David, you are a work in process. I'm still working on you.
Yes.
I have not given up on you, David. It was me that called you, David.
Come on.
I chose you, David. I got a call in your life, David. I am the one that anointed you. It was me, David, that put my spirit upon your life. You might have your faults and flaws. Oh, David, my son, you had your weaknesses. You've had your ups and downs.
Come on.
The devil's tried to stop you. My son David, I got a work for you to do. And the devil hates you. He's tried to stop you. He's tried to knock you down. He hates you, David. He's out to steal your song. He'd like to stop your praise. He'd like to take away your music. Son, the reason that you're having such a hard battle, and the reason that you're having such a hard time and getting hit so hard, it's me, David, that the devil hates. It's my anointing that he does not like upon you. My son, he does not want my spirit to flow through you. He knows my call. It is upon you, David. And the devil, your enemy, knows, David, that others will get help, and they will get encouraged, and they'll be delivered, and they'll be blessed, and they'll be lifted up when I use you and when I anoint you. That's the reason that you have a hard time. It ain't so much that the devil wants to destroy you. He wants to take the anointing of God out of your life. Hey, Lord, I'm here for a reason. I've been saved for a purpose, and the anointing of God has called me, and the devil would like to take it away. I'm not going to listen to him. I'm telling you, his tool and his instrument is discouragement. Raise him on a hand and say, Lord, work on me. Oh God, you got a call on me. You anointed me. I know how it is to have that fresh oil. I know what it's like to have the oil of God's Spirit all over me, and to feel the presence of the Lord, and to sing in the Spirit of God. Yeah. I know what it's like. I know what it feels like. And I'm here to tell the devil tonight, you are a liar. I belong to the Lord. And you cannot touch God's anointing.
Yeah. Come on. Yes. Praise the Lord.
David? Devil don't like you. He'll set traps for you. David said in one place, many are mine enemies, O Lord, and they hate me with cruel hatred. Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus. I want to keep what I got.
That's right.
You know how you can keep what you got? If you use it, you won't lose it.
Amen.
And I've got the Lord right there.
Come on.
If you're faithful to the house of God, if you remain faithful and keep coming to the house of God, you read your Bible every day, you pray and make time for the Lord and spend time in His divine presence. Come on. You're going to feel something getting stronger and stronger on the inside of you. It will build a confidence in you. It will build an inward strength in you. The more time that you're faithful to the Lord, the more time that you read, the more time you get on your knees and seek the face of the Lord, something builds. And you'll feel that anointing. And you'll say, Lord, I can't hardly wait for church tonight. I believe I got a song that I can sing. I can't hardly wait to get on that music, to get on the bass, the guitar. Hallelujah, to get behind the mic. I'm ready. I feel the Lord here tonight. Use it. If you use it and draw nigh to God and stay in His divine presence and worship Him and be faithful and to reach after Him, you won't have to worry. God will do a work through you. I said He'll work on you. He'll feel you. He'll thrill you. I give Him a praise in the house. Hey, I know what I feel. It pays to pray. It pays to hunger and to thirst after righteousness.
Yes. Amen.
Devil, you come too late to tell me I'm not saved.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Come on.
Son, what'd you feel up here a while ago? He turned around to me and his eyes was red. And I tell you, he said, I know what it's like for God to reach way down to me. Money can't buy it. This world can't have it.
That's right.
The devil is a liar. You can't have it no more. Raise your little hand. He cannot have it no more. I will not surrender of what I know, what I've been taught, and what the Lord has given me. Hey, Lord, I can't doubt it. Oh, Lord, I can't doubt it. It is real. It's a lie. It's a keeping me alive.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hey, 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 hey. I keep right on stepping out. I keep right on obeying the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Bring it up.
Come on.
I felt this a burning in my heart all day today.
Bless the Lord.
All right, let's go.
Good.
You, David.
Good.
You're important to me, son. No matter what the enemy's doing, I still love you.
No matter
your battles, don't get discouraged, son. Oh, God, I delivered you over and over and over. Oh, God, my anointing is there, son. That's the reason that you're getting hit.
Come on.
That is the reason you're being tried. You're coming through the fire.
Yes.
That enemy does not want the Holy Ghost using you.
Right.
He don't want you blessed. David, listen. Because when I bless you, it blesses others.
Yes.
Oh, God. Come on. If I can get you down, I'll discourage others.
Right.
They'll see it in your face. And if I can drag you low, it will affect everybody around you.
Right.
But when I bless you, son, it'll bless others.
Hey.
It'll pick up. It'll radiate and it'll touch others' hearts.
Yes.
Hallelujah, David. David, it's me, the Lord. He'll throw his roadblocks at times in your pathway. Blocks, roadblocks of temptation. He'll use people, Brother Ronnie. He'll use the world. He'll use every tool and every weapon and every lie. And he'll try to use every deceit. Listen, David, my son, when I called you and I anointed you, you might have had your failures. You might have been knocked flat to the ground. Get up.
Yep.
Get up. Get back up.
Yeah.
Don't listen to the devil.
Right.
He'll tell you you're not getting anywhere.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I feel him, church.
Come on.
You ain't getting anywhere. He'll try to tell you you're not worthy.
Yep.
Look at you. Look what you've done. Look how you messed up. And look how you have fallen. Look at yourself,
yeah,
full of flaws. Oh, David, says the devil, you ain't called. You ain't even saved. You ain't doing any good. You'll not rise up. You'll never regain strength. You'll never be back in the heights. Rise up, son. It's the enemy. He'll use and he'll throw his arrows and his fiery darts at you. A doubt and unbelief and get you to doubt your even your calling.
Yep.
To get you to doubt where you've been and what you have failed in your life. Don't listen. David, Don't listen to the devil. Hallelujah. I have not given up on you. Hallelujah. The Lord is saying, my gifts and my callings are without repentance. I don't take them back. When I put them in your life, it was me that anointed you and put it down in your heart. And you know that it's real. I give him a wave offering in the house. Hey, Lord, that old devil's a liar. I'm telling you, don't let him. I tell you, you ain't worthy. There's more. Where this come from? I thank God tonight. There is a restoring, and there's a renewing, and there's a reviving, and there's a refreshing. I praise him, church. That's the Lord. He's the restorator.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
David, I have not stopped loving you. I love you just the same amount, if not more, than the day that I called you.
Amen.
There's something about the love of God. It increases in here. To know where he's brought me from and to know where I've been. I felt that go over me again. I know where I've been. I know the pit that I came out of. I know the lowest state that I was in. When the Lord came by my way and he reached further down than I could ever reach up, I know what it's like to have God's big hand to reach down and say, David, I love you just as much. Raise your hand and praise him. I still love you, and I even love you more. You are my anointed.
Yes.
Man, oh man. Well, glory. I feel this. It's almost tangible. Glory to God. His callings are rich.
Yes.
I love you, David. As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you, my son. You're in my hand. You're still in my hand, and I'm working on you. And I will perform it. I will complete it. I will perfect it. I feel the Lord right there. Come on. He'll make, oh Lord. Brother Ron, he's going to make us better. He's going to make us better. He's going to make us better.
Amen.
I said he's going to make us stronger.
Amen.
He'll make us richer.
That's right.
Come on, Lord. He'll make us stronger than we've ever been.
Yeah.
Come on now. Come on.
Amen.
Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. I'll have more when it's over with.
Yeah.
Come on. When I come out of this, you just wait. Hey, devil, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
No.
You talk about shouting. I'm going to dance with all of my might before the Lord. Yes, I ain't going to be ashamed of him. I'm going to sing when the Lord puts it on my heart. When that wheel and within the middle of the wheel begins to turn and the fire that's shut up in my bones. Oh, Lord, I can just say, use me, Jesus. Raise your hand. Use me, Jesus, and let me be your witness, and let me be your light. With glory, oh, I feel the Lord. Use me. Oh, glory. Oh, the Lord ain't done with you yet. He ain't done with you yet.
Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes.
Now, children, I felt this at the house.
Yeah,
Mary told somebody last night his business. She said, Tommy takes off running right through the house.
Right.
Okay. I do. It is the truth.
Amen.
I'll get to feeling something like that going right in the middle of that hall, right straight down in the living room. Okay.
Yeah.
Keep it alive.
Yeah.
Keep it alive.
Oh.
Something about a fire when you stoke that thing. Put some air in it. That flame will shoot high. Can you say, sweet Jesus, breathe on me?
Yeah.
Sweet Lord, breathe on me.
Yeah.
Breathe the wind, Lord, of your spirit upon me. Motivate me, Lord, and move me.
Yes.
You're in my hand, David. I'm working on you. Listen, children, tonight, this is the reason that David came to his senses. And he finally realized the whole purpose of God concerning him. This is why he said, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. The Hebrew reads, I will complete a good work on you, David.
Yes.
Trust me. Now put yourself in my hand and watch me work in you, on you, for you, and through you.
Amen.
You?
Yes.
Oh, glory.
Yes.
Listen, and I will work through you. And once that you realize this, once you realize it, the devil and every one of your enemies of hell cannot and will not be able to stop you.
Amen.
When I realized my troubles was the devil.
Yeah.
It was him throwing roadblocks,
yeah,
tempting me, telling me this, that, you can't do it, you ain't. Come on. Thank you, Lord. He came to his senses and realized, Lord, you're still loving me and working on me.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Whoa.
By the truth of this scripture, can you say here tonight, God is concerned about me? The Lord has not given up his work on me. I'm so glad that he didn't throw the clay away. Hallelujah. What was it the Lord told Jeremiah? Said that the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah and said, Jeremiah, go down to the potter's house and I will cause thee to hear my word. He said, I went down to the potter's house. He said, I walked in there and behold, the potter was doing a work upon the wheel. And that piece of clay was marred and blemished. And it said, I watched the potter as he made it again. Hallelujah, a beautiful vessel without a blemish and without a spot. Raise your little hand and say, Lord, mold me and shape me. Blessed Lord, put the squeeze upon me. I'm telling you, the times that you feel like you're being squeezed, it could be that the potter has picked you up and put you on the middle of the wheel and spinning you around and say, I will add the water to your life and I will form you. Praise him, church. Let him form you and let him make you something beautiful.
Yes.
Praise God.
And see, whenever he gets that vessel done, I wasn't going to go this route. Can you imagine that wheel?
Come on.
It's silent. If that wheel's silent, God's not working.
Right.
That's the truth.
Right.
And I'm telling you what, God reached way down in there, and I had a whole lot to learn when I got saved. I mean, I had a whole bunch to learn.
Yep.
Trial and error. Thoughts and failure, ups and downs, knocked to the ground. But still yet down in my heart, God knew I loved him and I wanted to make heaven my home.
Amen.
Yes.
Can you imagine that wheel? If that wheel is silent, there's no word. God's silent. But Lord have mercy. When he reaches right down and gets that big lump of clay, it's ugly.
Yep. Right.
No form.
Right.
No beauty. There ain't nothing in that clay. Somebody look at that and said, that's the ugliest thing I ever seen in my life. There ain't nothing come out of that thing.
Come on.
There ain't no form.
Right.
What are you going to make out of that? Just wait and see.
Yeah,
amen. He puts that clay on right in the middle, the center of that wheel. He's got a pedal right there, and it's hooked up to a thing. It hits those teeth. You ever feel like sometimes in your life that nothing makes sense?
Yeah.
Right.
You ever been there?
Yes.
I'm going in circles, Lord. I ain't getting nowhere.
Right.
Come on. Yep.
Right. This doesn't make any sense at all. I'm in a whirl. Am I saved?
Come on.
Am I in your will?
Come on.
If you stay in the middle of the wheel, let the Lord fix you, work on you. You know what God does sometimes? When you first come to the Lord, He has to spin everything in this world out of you.
Right. Come on.
Right.
You get to say, Lord, have mercy. I feel stuff flying off of me. I don't need this.
Right.
And see, you begin to see yourself. Listen, unless you see your own flaw, unless you see your own need, your own weaknesses, you cannot fix them.
Right.
I can only do so much with my life, but I have to trust Him to do the rest of it.
Right.
It ain't making any sense now. Oh, Lord. I'm going and He's going, wait a minute, Lord, would you stop this wheel? Sometimes we say, Lord, stop it. But God ain't going to stop the work on you until He completes it. Man, I feel Him here tonight. Hallelujah to God. He'll spin you so fast, off goes this part of the world. Well, I didn't need it anyway. I'm getting tired of this going around in circles, Lord, so just spin something else off of me. Come on. Raise your little hand and say, spin it off of the Lord. Hey, I spin the wheel and keep me in the middle of your wheel and spin that old carnal nature and get it out of here. I get those earthly flaws and get the flesh, the works of the flesh off and board. I'm telling you, the Lord knows when to let up on the wheel. Hallelujah. And apply His hand to you.
Yes.
So here we are, and the Lord just pours water over that lump of clay and it softens it. You know, God won't let you get hard. If you'll love Him and trust Him, He'll not let you get so hard that He cannot form you.
That's right.
So the Lord in mercy, He knows sometimes we're chastened. Sometimes we're corrected.
Yeah.
And what was it Isaiah said? He that erreth in the spirit shall come to understanding, to realize what God's doing. God ain't gave up on me after all.
Amen.
He's doing a work on me to complete it, to perform it. So here we are, and the Lord knows right when we're just ready to give up and say, I just ain't going to go to church anymore. I'll stay home. I can't feel the Lord. He's still working on you, whether you can feel Him or not. So the Lord says to the angels, go down there and just pour a bucket of water on him.
Come on.
Here he comes in the service. A bucket of that holy water.
Amen.
From the way of salvation.
Yeah.
I'm still working on my son. I love my daughter, and I'm going to pour a little bit of my spirit upon them to make them softer. I won't let the devil harden them. I feel here tonight.
Come on.
I feel teaching ground. So that angel, he says, I'm in this potter's house. He cannot see me. Woo-hoo. He's here in this church service. She's in here in this church service. Man, that felt good. That felt good. I felt a little bit of the Lord here tonight.
Amen.
Well, I'm glad I went to church.
Amen.
I didn't feel like going. I felt like I didn't have anything.
There you go.
I really felt like I was lost. You know what? I felt like God had given up on me. I really did. I felt like I'd never return. I'd never get back up there. But oh, the Lord knew when to come down. There comes that water. Oh, I feel so good. My heart's softened. My heart is softened now. It's soft. Oh my, I believe I'm going to keep right on praying. This felt good. It really, really felt good. And you feel His hand. You feel the infinite hands of your Maker, your Creator. And He's just spinning you. And He begins to form the outside like this. And He makes it smooth. Listen, and this is the part that the Creator gets to. I'm using my imagination. I'm sorry. I got one on me. It's wild. So He'll take His fingers. Like this, the Creator does. And He'll start right in the top. That wheel's going around and around and around. And here we say again, here we go again. Well, God ain't done with you, David.
Come on.
God ain't done with you, Israel. God put you right. You was blemished. You was flawed. You had the world in you. You had your idols in you. You had the love of the world in you. And I got to holler you out.
Right.
So he spins you and he takes his hand. I believe it's the right hand of God. I really do.
Amen.
And that thing's a spinning. And you're that lump of clay. And after that outside, and he goes right down on the top of you. And he begins to just let that clay go around and around. And he begins to hollow you out. And he'll form, he'll put his hand down inside like this and one on the outside like that, and he'll spin it, and he'll squeeze his hands on you, and the pressure is put on you. Listen, don't give up when the pressure's on you. Raise your hand and praise him. Thank God. Don't give up when the pressure's on you, because God's a hollowing you out for something. God's a working on you. Before the Lord can ever do a real good work and fill you with his love and power and spirit, he's got to hollow you out. I said he's got to hollow you out. He'll put his hand down in there, one on the outside, one on the inside, and he hollows a big hollow place on the inside of you. He'll take both hands like that on the outside, and he'll make it real smooth. And when he stops that wheel, there you are. And he takes his fingers right in the lip of the top of that vessel, and he pulls it a little bit like that to make a little spout. I'm going to make a little spout. Well, praise the Lord. And then he gets a little piece of clay and he rolls it into a round roll, and he puts it one on the bottom and one on the top. Hallelujah to God. And he puts you back in another. And a lot of us don't want to go through the fire. I'm telling you, before you can stand and become a hard soldier of Jesus Christ, to withstand the fiery darts of the devil, God's got to put his armor on you and make you hard. Raise your hand. He'll bring you through the fire. And glory to God. He'll harden you and make a good soldier out of you. And when he turns off the heat, he brings you out. He puts his hand in the handle and it lets you cool. And when you cool off, he pours that holy anointing, hallelujah, and the spirit of the living God from the wells of salvation. He fills you up. Raise your hand and praise him.
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Hey, Lord. You are a work in process, David. And when I, hey, Lord, and when I get done with you, I'll pour my power and my glory in you. And when you get in a church service, I'll pick you up by the handle and I'll pour others out a blessing.
Woo!
Well, glory, it ain't about me. It's about my brothers and my sisters. I want to encourage somebody. I'm going to raise your hand and say, work on me. Hollow me out and spin the world out of me.
Yes,
yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Stick me in here. You got my permission if I could just have that. Of power.
Yes.
If I can taste and see your glory, it'll be worth it.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Heaven,
man, I don't know. I don't know about you guys, but I want him to grab me by the handle. Come on now.
Come on.
I want him to say, son, I brought you a mighty long way.
Yeah.
You've obeyed me, and you have prayed. You have sought me, and you have read my word. You have cast off many things, and you have laid the world aside. Holy Lord, you fasted and you prayed. It's time right now, and I'm going to feel your vessel. I'm going to feel your vessel. My Lord, I'm coming to church with a song. He filled me today in my house. I said, I made time to the Lord. I felt his hand upon my handle. Raise your hand and praise him. I'm ready to come. I'm ready to worship Him. I'm ready to praise Him. Oh, for this glory. Oh, for the love. Oh, for the joy. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, for the peace. It's worth the fire. It's worth the squeeze. It's worth the spin. Hey, glory, give Him a hand clap in the house. It's worth it. It's worth it. Oh, the pressure and the work of God on me.
Yes.
By the truth of the scripture, can you say tonight, yes, my Jesus is still concerned about me.
Yes.
He's a working on me. The Lord ain't gave up yet. Ain't gave up yet. Oh, Lord. He hasn't thrown the clay away. Can we say here tonight, the Lord is concerned? Listen. About every aspect of my life. Every minute detail. I belong to the Lord, Satan. I'm going to have you. I'm going to serve notice on you right now. I'm a Gideon Closter.
Yes.
I belong to the Lord.
Oh, God.
Satan, I'm still called.
Yes.
I'm cared for.
Yes.
And I'm loved. God's called me. And He put His anointing upon me. I've been washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ as she comes to the piano. I've been forgiven. Yes, devil. I am worthy, no matter what you try to tell me. I am a child of God. I am important. I am more than a conqueror. Would you stand with me tonight?
Yes.
Can you say here tonight, I'm glad that God sees me. I'm glad that He knows me. And He knows all about me. Listen, real close, listen. My God sees where I'm at. He knows every aspect. Though I might not understand, He knows every fine detail. And I trust Him because He knows what He's doing. He knows what I face. He knows where I've been. He knows where I've come from. He knows what I'm going through. And He knows my every need. So Peter said, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Can everybody in this house right now, I ain't going to go any farther than where that out. How many want to find a place to pray tonight and say, I know the Lord's got more for me. He's got more for me. He's working on me. I want to let Him work on me. Come on, let's pray. Let's pray. Everybody in the house. I know God's got more. I'm a climbing. I'm climbing. I want to stay on the wheel till God gets complete.
Well, praise the Lord.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Yes. I'm not going to let the enemy take it away now. No, sir. I've come too far. I've come too far. I know what I've seen. I know what I've failed. I know where I've been. And Jesus still loves me. And He's working on me. Come on, pull your heart out right now.
Down to the potter's house and play. to this God's house and place your vessel into his hands. God be a praise for his ability when he molds you again.
Yes, Lord, here we go.
Yes, I've been to the Father's house. His hands of mercy are in me. He set me forth when he was finished.
Yes, Lord. Finish me, Jesus. Finish me, Lord, that the family can see it. The neighbors can see it.
Had he commend a broken vessel, if others not, what shape it be?
See you.